Last thing I want to ask you about is just an update on TKIs, or erlotinib, gefitinib. What's come out over like maybe the last year or so in terms of EGFR mutations that you think are important for oncologists to know about in practice?
I think the realization that when you have a mutation, you can pretty much guarantee a response. The response rates in the four prospective trials that have been reported so far are really in excess of 75%. I think it's just amazing that for 10 to 20,000 people a year, we suddenly have a drug that works 7 or 8 out of 10 times. It's just amazing. I think that opens up possibilities for those individuals, no matter what stage they are. I think that's the most important piece of information that's come out in the last year or so. And we have a test that can do it. There's also been developments on mechanisms of resistance. There are many drugs coming up that seem, at least in the laboratory, to have the capability to kill cells that develop resistance, that develop secondary mutations. There's been the recent identification that the overexpression of another cancer proliferation and growth promoting pathway, the MET pathway, that too is overexpressed. That gene is amplified in patients that develop resistance, some with new mutations, some not. That's very encouraging because there are many drugs in clinical trial that target MET.
What exactly is happening there?
Well, unfortunately, the cancer cells are pretty damn smart. And while they are critically dependent on mutations, there are clearly parallel or redundant or bypass pathways for cell survival that they can activate through upregulation, and that appears to be what they're doing. So that understanding those pathways, you know, can give us another way to do that. And so it may be, though, that if you had an addicted cancer cell, that if you gave a MET inhibitor and an EGFR inhibitor, you could tremendously prolong the length of response or maybe even cure the patient because you're denying that cancer cell that pathway as a way to bypass the effect of EGFR.
Are clinical responses been seen with MET inhibitors in this situation?
I'm unaware that, well, in the clinical responses, I haven't seen any data that they've been tested yet. Most of the MET inhibitors are in phase one trial right now, and this MET story is only a few months old. Very quickly, though, it's going to happen that those MET inhibitors are going to be tested in that situation.